CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. The State of the Union each year for the Republicans when they are in the White House and for the Democrats when they are in the White House take the form of old tropes, things we're comfortable with, we grew up with, our parents grew up with. For the Democrats, that is, the fancy name is class warfare. The punchline is tax the rich. Fair share is the modern version of that. For the Republicans is limited government and light taxes, again and again. There are many ways to say that. And we could write the State of the Union beforehand, and we don't remember it afterwards because it's like trying to remember who won the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl. Why do I have to remember? So, Liz, we come to tax the rich and class warfare. The reason the Democrats can use it so effectively in the 21st century as they did in the 20th is that it works, correct? It's a tool that always brings success.
Yeah. What we know about taxes is that everyone thinks they should go up, but not on them. So if indeed, you can put out there some sort of tax increase that only is going to go after very wealthy people, which, by the way, never, ever is the case. It always turns out to be everyone gets caught up in these tax increases, then people are pretty happy with it. And I think Biden said something the other day, and I think in his one of his rallies, his fundraising rallies that he did recently, talking about it was sort of an aside. And Joe Biden, you always have to worry when he does that. But it was an aside about, can you imagine blue collar workers voting Republican, which of course they did when they elected Donald Trump. And I think it's very much in his mind that his union, blue collar, typical Democrat worker is still not very much aligned with the Democrat Party. They don't like the wokeness. They don't like the anti-crime position of a lot of Democrat politicians, et cetera. And I think that really rankles. I think it rankles him that a lot of unions are still shrinking, even with his very aggressive push towards unionization. So I think that is what he hopes, is that by talking about a billionaire's tax, talking about putting, you know, quadrupling the tax on stock buybacks, et cetera, that he's going to win those people back. I don't think that works, John. If you remember, when Donald Trump went after those people, he kind of talked about everybody getting rich. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear that they can become billionaires, that they, if not billionaires, at least millionaires, and that their IRAs are going to go up and that, you know, investments are going to turn out to be a pretty good thing. That's what brings on people to your campaign. Not, I mean, yes, polling shows those are popular, those anti-rich kind of policies that Biden is want to come up with. But I don't think it really is something that excites people and gets them to change parties.
A subset of tax the rich is that corporations are venal. That's a fancy word for greedy. And one way to correct them is to, in some way, tax the buybacks in some fashion.
Yep.
It's a very obscure twist, and it doesn't sell well because it's hard to explain. But Liz, buybacks are good for growth. That's prosperity. And
well, buybacks are good for investors, and investors take the money and they invest in companies and enterprises that might grow. John, you've never heard a Democrat president or even a Democrat running for office talk about growing the economy. It's all about re-splicing up the economy we have and giving more portions of it to people who need it and who don't have it. I mean, that is a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans believe in growth. They believe that a growing economy affords opportunity to everybody, which is what we saw, let's face it, during the first 3 years of Trump's presidency. All those unemployment numbers went down dramatically because the economy grew. And by the way, tax revenues grow. They grew at the time as well. Democrats will say, well, Trump tax cuts were just for the rich. The truth is they did trickle down. There was a stimulus to the entire economy, which turned out very well for everybody. That is not a philosophy that Democrats embrace.
One more detail. We just have a minute. Protectionism. Brian Deese, who's the president's advisor on national and economic affairs and international, says that Europe will benefit from our protectionism. This is the Inflation Reduction Act, otherwise known as All Green All the Time, that Europe will benefit because we'll come up with better scientific ways of mitigating the environment, which is a fairly obscure argument. But in any event, it's protectionism. Protectionism doesn't work, Liz. It never has worked. The Europeans are furious with us. We have about a minute. Now, making your best allies your adversaries is not a good formula for winning an election.
Yeah, this is a very interesting development. Who is the most aggressively attacking globalism at the moment? It's Joe Biden. And the, as you point out, the Europeans who are being hurt by his Buy America rules and regulations are furious about it. And it's interesting because really there's been very little written about this. And I think it's because it doesn't really fit the narrative. You know, everyone wants to think that Joe Biden's doing a great deal for American manufacturing and so forth. You know, we've yet to see that ship come in. I don't know. Perhaps this will turn out to be one of these policies that works out. But at the moment, as you point out, it is reducing competition in a sense, and it's reducing our alliances with Europeans who are really being buffeted by this. So, yes, I think it's unpopular. And, you know, frankly, I think he's vulnerable on this.
Tax the rich this year, the year 2025, the year 2026, again and again, tax the rich. Liz Peek for The Hill, for Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Patton.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.